Hello, this is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave, and you're listening to Whaler Radio. And joining me this morning is Jamie Mills from the William J. Mills Company. Welcome to Whaler Radio, Jamie.
Good morning.
I've got a blurb here that says, Superior craftsmanship and dedication to customer service have been family traditions for five generations at William J. Mills. Wow, what generation are you?
I'm actually the fifth.
So when Dick Fisher hooked up with William J. Mills back in 1958, William J. Mills had already been around for quite a while.
That is correct. We've been in this country. Well, we use the date of 1880. I think it goes back a little bit further, but 1880's got a good ring to it.
Wow.
The business originally started as sailmakers in Scotland.
Oh, no kidding.
And then moved to the middle of Long Island. And then around 1880, 1890, it moved to the eastern end of Long Island out in Greenport.
Now, Greenport, that's way out on the northeastern tip of the island.
Correct. It's about 90 miles from Manhattan.
So Greenport's a long-time maritime community, then?
Yes, it is. It's a deep-water port and has a very rich history.
So,
sailing and numerous maritime pursuits.
Do you know how William J. Mills got started with Boston Whaler?
Yes. Back in 58... Actually, I think it was 1959. My father, who had been doing business with Merriman Brothers, who were the preeminent manufacturers of sailboat hardware at the time, up in Massachusetts, he happened to be up at their plant, and a friend of his at Merriman, who worked at Merriman Brothers, asked him to go along with him. He had to go over and see this fellow who was doing work with foam-filled boats, as it was. It turned out that this person was Dick Fisher, who was the original founder of Boston Whaler and designer, and designed the concept of a foam-filled boat. So my father tells me the story that he walked in and took one look at this boat and broke out laughing. And, of course, Mr. Fisher was not totally pleased with his reaction. However, when my father said, "I know what this boat is, it's a Hickman sea sled," Dick Fisher's eyes lit up and said, "How the hell do you know anything about a Hickman sea sled?" And so at that point, they realized that they both had some very common knowledge in common, I should say. And they got talking, and apparently, Mr. Fisher had already gone through four canvas companies and asked my father if he was interested in having a crack at it. And the rest is history. Father, he used to build prototypes, and Dick Fisher was a tough old bird, one of the brightest guys my father claims to have ever known. He would never accept the first prototype. You had to go in two, three, four times before he would accept a prototype, because his theory always was the first is not sufficient. It's not the best product that can be put out there.
You're listening to Whaler Radio. Stay tuned for part two of our interview with Jamie Mills of the William J. Mills Company, coming right up.